Down and distance. Down and distance. Down and distance. On WGNRadio.com.
Too bad you can't get famous just for telling stories on
podcasts. It's like radio, but it's not on the radio.
It's the future.
What's going on, everybody? Jared Payton here, alongside my man Ernie Skatten, shy voice man on Twitter. Still not using Twitter that much. Don't be mad at him, people. Listen.
Can I explain real quick? I am an older man.
No, listen. It's not even that you're an older man. I'm not even going to put it on that. I'm going to put it on this. Man, you're busy right now, man. I understand. When you can't do something, you know, you're busy. I get
it. Softball season.
I know. I understand that. I totally understand that. I'm giving you some leeway. But football season, bro.
I have to tweet.
I need you tweeting. Yes, I need you tweeting. When basketball season comes back around, that is your thing. I need you to start tweeting again.
Three more tournaments.
So, okay, we're going to give them that. People, we got to give them that. Listen, it's give and take here on Down and Distance, WGNRadio.com. Last week, we debuted a new segment. I don't even know if it's a new segment. I'm trying to figure out if it's going to be like something that's going to be like every single week.
I was thinking about
how could it be every show because I really, really liked it.
We could do a shortened version. We could do a truncated version. Like that word truncated. We could do a truncated version of it and just do. And see, this is when we can involve you, the fan. You guys could throw us the questions and we can knock out two or three.
Yeah. So you could just hit us up on Twitter. I'm at Payton Sun. He's at Shy Voice Man. I'm PAYTONSUN. Well, we got something new today as well. Been thinking about this all night, man. So I decided that the old school version with Sean Davis, our man who started Down and Distance with me, has moved on at ESPN now. We had Truth or Trash. Then I brought that over to CLTV Sports Feed, and we used it last night. But I wanted to kind of use it again here on this show, but I wanted to change the name. So now we got not a truth or trash, but we changed it around. And it's a new segment that we're going to call Facts or DuckTales. Don't lie. Don't laugh. Don't laugh. The reason why is because this morning I woke up and saw that there was a hashtag that said the 90s are great. We're the best. Yeah.
And you saw.
I woke up this morning and saw a hashtag that said 90s were the best because, and I was like trying to like go through stuff. And as I started scrolling through, I saw DuckTales and I'm like, yo, like this is what it is. And listen, don't be telling no DuckTales. Quack, quack. You feel me? That's where we're going to. It's either facts or DuckTales.
Okay.
So we're gonna break down what some people are saying in sports, and we'll try to break it down to see if they're really spitting facts or they're talking them DuckTales. Quack, quack, quack.
Mind of peas.
Yeah, man. So first off the bat, a big fight coming up, man, in August. Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather. And yesterday started off the world tour. I think these dudes are hitting 3 cities, 4 countries. And yesterday, the trash talking began, right? And Ernie, I just don't know how these guys are going to do this another, like, 4 times. It's amazing to me to see how they're going to keep coming up with funny stuff to say.
Somebody's going to, you know, say something about somebody's mother, and then they're going to swing. I'm not even sure if this fight's actually going to happen.
Ernie, this fight is happening, man. It's going down, but I want you to take a listen to what Conor had to say about him knocking out Floyd in 4 rounds.
I don't fear him. There's no other way about it. His little legs, his little core, his little head. I'm going to knock him out inside 4 rounds. Mark my words.
All right, Ern. You hear Conor talking like he said he's going to knock him out within 4 rounds, man.
I don't see it.
You don't see it happening?
No, I don't see it.
Facts.
Has he been knocked out
Hold
yet?
Up. Facts or DuckTales?
DuckTales, quack, quack. I don't see it.
You don't see it?
No. No one's getting knocked out because Floyd can't knock anyone out. They'll point the hell out of him, though. I mean, I just don't see. He's a professional boxer. You kick people.
I understand that, but he
kicks
also
people.
But he also throws hands too.
I get that, but you still kick people, so you don't concentrate fully on boxing.
But now he has been able to
whatever,
though, over
for
time.
6 months. That's like me saying for no, 6 months I'm gonna concentrate on football and then take you out on the field and let you block me.
But hold up, but there are some similarities between the two sports, right?
Absolutely, he does fight, so he does have the fight. But you still don't just box.
But he is more of what he likes to do. If you watch him fight, he likes to stand up. But can he get down? Yeah, that's a part of his game. Right. But he likes to stand up. My biggest thing is he taking this super, super serious, which I hope he is, because
he better
I don't think he's going to win, but I don't think that he's going to be I think it's going to be a fight, but I don't know if he's going to be able to touch Floyd like he
right.
is hoping he's
saying.
Going to touch.
That's what I'm saying.
But don't be surprised if he gets he's going to test that chin.
I think at some point he's going to just forget and kick him.
I said the exact same thing yesterday.
They're going to be stood up in the middle of all of a sudden. My bad.
Right?
He's going to give him a liver shot and it's going to be over.
No, he's going to give him one of them leg kicks and the next thing you know, Floyd's going to be down on the ground.
He's going to break Floyd's leg.
Listen, I'm going to say DuckTales on this one. Quack, quack to you, Connor. Listen, I love the fact that you're swag. I saw you with the suit yesterday looking very, very sharp. And your game is on point. I love the way that he talks. They're selling this thing like they need to sell it for pay-per-view. And I get that.
It's gonna make a ton of money.
And I'm a guy that doesn't buy pay-per-view fights. I think my last one might have been a Tyson fight back in the day. And, you know, that only lasted like 30 seconds. Ever since then, I stopped. I'm not doing it. For this one, I might actually do it. I might put the money up to have some people over to watch it on the big screen just because of everything that's going on behind it. And I can't wait to see what the next couple of days have to bring as they go on this world tour. But Floyd has the possibility of being 50-0 after this boxing match. You look at Connor. This is his debut as a boxer, but he's 21-3 in MMA, you can't bring that into what's going on in the boxing. Floyd is pound for pound.
Floyd is just
he's
so
a technician.
Smooth,
he's a technician.
I don't know. I just don't know. Connor, I think at some point he's going to revert to and just grab him and take him down, which I would love to see. I think it would be great.
I mean, why not? That should be in the rules.
It should be. You could take him down once a fight in boxing. Any way you want.
But if Connor did that, he wins hands down.
There's no way that he could win an MMA fight.
Okay, so but when you look at it, you have a guy that's coming into a sport that he's familiar with because there's similarities in
right,
what
but he
does.
Does
he use it? But he's coming up and not being able to use that. He's going up. Dude, you have to give him credit
absolutely.
For going and standing in the ring with Floyd. Listen, I'm not doing that.
No, I'm not either. There's no way. And here's the thing. He's got to be just a bigger guy than Floyd. Just because of the way he worked his body out. He's got to be bigger than Floyd. If he can get Floyd in a corner.
And
tap him and touch him a couple times, it could be interesting. I don't think you're going to get him into it. If Manny Pacquiao and these guys couldn't get him into a corner, like professional, like I just don't see Conor McGregor, you know, shortening the ring and putting him into a corner and starting to. I just don't see that.
I just don't know if Connor better have the stamina, man.
That's what I'm saying. That's another thing.
He's got to have the stamina to be able to do this. And if he's not, and keep them hands down. There's none of this stuff that he does in MMA where he's, you know, showboating and put his face
man,
out there.
He's going to get touched. Floyd will not knock him out, though. Floyd's not going to knock him out.
That's the thing that gets me. He's not going
to
knock him out. That's not his
forte. No, he's going to have to point him. And that means he's going to have to go 10, 12 rounds.
So he's got to stay in.
He's got to stay in there.
So if Connor can keep his stamina up and get a couple of licks in there.
See, if I was Connor, I would have said
how many times? But hold
up. The eighth round.
How many times is Floyd hasn't really his chin hasn't been checked.
Never,
fam.
It's never. He's never had a chin check.
If someone chin checks him, I mean, it was cool to see him pull out a $100 million check out of his backpack and listen to Connor go, give that to the IRS. I was like, okay, yeah.
He's never been chin checked, and Tyson didn't have a great chin. It was found out later. Tyson didn't have a great chin.
All right, so we both went DuckTales.
Yeah, duck quack quack.
We went DuckTales on this one. All right, man. Next up, man. Facts or DuckTales? Corey Knebel of the Brewers was at the All-Star game, Ernie, and was asked a question about if, you know, him and the Brewers are looking over their shoulders at the Cubs, at the defending world champions, even though they're 5.5 games back. They're not looking behind them. They're not looking over their shoulder. They're not worried. No, and I'm not saying that. Listen, facts or DuckTales that the Brewers are not looking over their shoulder worried about the Cubs.
DuckTales.
Thank you.
DuckTales.
Thank you.
Quackity quack quack.
There's no way.
There's no way you're not worried. They shouldn't be, but there's no way. You have to be worried about the defending national, the defending National League champions, the defending World Series champions crawling up your butt.
You have to.
You have to be worried. So
you know with this lineup that things
shouldn't he say that? Isn't he supposed to say that? Is he supposed to come on TV and say, "Oh yeah, we're worried"?
No, of course he's supposed to be Paul Bunyan, worried. No, I'm not saying that he said they need to be worried. But, yeah, you know what? You guys, you know, looking to seeing what the Cubs are doing? Yeah, we always are checking to see what people in the division are doing. But you know what? We're worried about us.
I was going to say something along those lines that he should say we don't pay attention to the other teams in this
you
division
address
as much
it.
As we attend to what we're doing.
You address it the way you want to address it. You don't have to go lavish over it, right. But you just address it, and then you bring it back to the team. Nah, man, you know what? We're worried about us right now, though. Yeah, you know, you have to worry about the division, right. what's going on. Right. And
we're more worried about this team.
Come on, man.
They're worried.
These dudes know that they're worried about the Cubbies. Hey. And regardless of what happens, if the Brewers winning this division, which is highly likely, and Cubs fans.
Can you imagine it?
Did you hear what you just said? It is. Dude, they're 5.5 games back right now. They come back.
Hold on. The world's about to—I am arguing for the Cubs right now?
No. Yeah, you are. You are. But I got to tell you this. 5.5 games back. And let's say you come back off of the break, right? And you out of the bed, three games, eight and a half games back.
Right.
You could start slipping real far.
Now say this: they come out of the break and they win 9 of 10, which they could very easily do.
They've had a hard time winning back to back games.
True, but the talent is there.
They've done this.
This is what I told my girls. This is what I told my softball team. You've all done this.
The talent is there.
Don't think about it. Just do it. Don't. It's there. They could very well go 9 of. I can't believe I'm arguing for the Cubs.
I'm not saying that they can't.
Oh,
Ernie, I'm not saying that they can't.
You're just saying it's highly unlikely.
Yeah, I believe that they can go rip off 9 out of 10 or whatever.
And I believe the Brewers could lose 4 or 5 easily.
For what we've seen so far,
right.
It hasn't shown us that this
not
team,
of that.
Yeah, that right now that they can do that. So it's just
that should be a good second half, Cub fans, and I will never argue for your team again.
This second half, I want to see how Joe Manning manages this team because
he's got to earn his money.
That is to me going to be the focal point for me is how he rallies these guys back because I've seen him do it before. Saw him do it last year, but it was easy because out the gate.
Yeah,
the Cubs came out winning.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think he contributes to some of this? Do you think he is contributing to this? Maybe he could be a better manager?
I mean, yeah, I don't believe that he's without fault in what's going on in that clubhouse right now. I think let's go back to the one thing I look at with this team is that the one thing that was always so cool was that they had so much depth last year. Okay. You know, Kyle Schwarber gets hurt early in the season. Yeah, that all worked. It's a new season. And you being in, you know, softball, baseball, being around it, you know how things can change.
Things change in a heartbeat.
So you have to be able to adapt. And how do you adapt? And right now, it's the same thing over and over again. It's the inconsistencies of this team, whether it's the starting pitching, the defense, and the hitting. Those things can turn around, but I just have a hard time in my brain believing that Addison Russell and Ben Zobrist and Jason Hayward and Kyle Schwarber are all going to just like all those guys I named are just going to all start hitting and it's just going to be all gravy. I got to see it first. And do I believe it can happen? Yeah, I believe it can happen.
They have to punish the ball because their pitching kind of sucks. So they have to begin punishing.
Now you got to worry about what's going on. Like, I don't think we'll see John Lester give up 10 runs and, you know, first inning in a long time. So I don't know what's going on. But anyway, DuckTales. We got you, Brewers. DuckTales. You hear me out there. Quack,
you
quack.
Feel the footsteps.
All right. Scatting. Scatting. It's almost football season, my man. Yes, the Bears are almost back. The monsters of the Midway. And my man Mitchell Trubisky made some headlines recently, predicting that the Chicago Bears will go to the playoffs in 2017. Yes, he kind of he didn't guarantee a playoff appearance for his team, but he said he felt good about the pieces that the team had and where they're at heading into the 2017
season.
I think you got to love the confidence of the young man. More than likely, he's not going to be on the football field this year.
Well, that just shoots my whole thing. I wanted to see him. If they make the playoffs, he hasn't played a down.
So,
I guarantee you that.
So, facts or DuckTales?
DuckTales, man. Come on, Mitch.
You don't think he believes it?
Fact or DuckTales, that he actually believes
that he
it?
He believes
sure.
it.
Sure. Okay, fact.
Fact.
It's a DuckTale, though. There's no way they make that. I'm sorry. Come on, Mitch. Mitch, you've been here, what, 3 months? 4 months? A hot 4 months, you haven't seen, you have no idea what's going on in that franchise. You have no clue. All you've seen is what they've given you. And maybe I should ask you this. As a rookie, an incoming hot rookie, you've seen them come in. What happens to them? I got to feel like they see all the good things and all the great things, and they don't hear the coach fights, and they don't hear the two players over there.
Yeah. I mean, you see. I mean,
so you've got this rosy look upon yourself that first couple months, like, dude, we're going to win some games. Nah, and then the games start, and you realize that that dude's disgruntled. This dude ain't getting paid, so he's pissed off.
It's not really what's going on inside of your locker room. It's the fact of that you haven't been exposed to the entire league yet to see win games. That's the biggest thing. But for him, do I think that he's telling the truth or he's just kind of like blowing? I think it's facts for him.
Yeah, I think it's facts.
I think he really truly believes that. And you know,
if we could play Cleveland,
I want guys on this Bears roster to believe that, because
absolutely,
to me, Ernie, that's where it starts. It starts with believing that you can be there. If you come into a season and anything that you've ever played in your life, you never walk in going, dude, we're going to have a horrible season. Yeah, you've already lost. You've got to give yourself some type of momentum or just even some type of spark. Is it going to happen? No.
He should have won.
It's highly unlikely.
He should have said 500. The Bears will be 500.
Your boy Kyle Long shot him down, though. He was like, rookie mistake. I'm going to give him a couple of noogies next time I see him.
Kyle's had a couple of rookie mistakes he's learned. I love that he's finally teaching the rest.
So we're going to stay with football, Ernie. We're going to switch quarterbacks, but we're going to stay in the division.
It's my quarterback.
I saw a report. Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers says that he is on the back nine of his career. He's 33 years old. And still in his prime, last season, 4,428 yards he tossed, league high 40 touchdowns. However, though, the two-time MVP acknowledged on Tuesday that he's on the cusp of the second act of his career. And listen, he just says, I think I'm on the back nine of my career.
Fact.
Fact.
I believe he believes that, and I believe it's true. He's 33. The thing that helped him is he didn't play the first 3 years. So he was a little bit fresher. He's still taking a lot of punishment over there.
Yeah, but he's...
It's not like Brady where they don't hit him much. Aaron Rodgers goes through some years where he gets murdered.
Yeah, but he's still 33, Earn.
Okay, how did you feel at 33? Yeah, and if you would have played all those... I know running backs aren't.
Hold up. Let's go back. Listen... I didn't take care of my body like I should have took care of my body. He does.
Are you sure?
Yes, I didn't.
Okay.
I know he does. I mean,
that's scary because I knew you and you seemed like you took care of your body.
I did. I took care, but I just was eating whatever. Like, I bet that Aaron Rodgers has a personal chef
nutritionist.
And nutritionist. I was at McDonald's, at Burger King with the double Whopper, adding the bacon with the cheese.
Yo, I'm kind of hungry.
Come on, man.
You made me hungry, man. Wendy's,
you know, I'm just saying. So I feel that this is a little bit of, I think it's DuckTales. He knows that people like myself are sitting here in the NFC North knowing that, listen, we're not getting anywhere and we're not getting any closer to a Super Bowl until number 12 is gone and out of here or close to being out of here. And I just don't believe that he truly believes he's on the back nine. Come on now. Brady and these guys are playing till they're 40.
Yeah,
come
Brady,
on, man.
Brady's a little different. Brady's a little different. He doesn't absorb that punishment. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. He's 33.
It's not as young.
So what if he goes another 2 years, 3 years, he's 36, he gets out, he's not like, I don't know. Maybe he is thinking about the future. Maybe he's thinking about these concussions he's had.
Because
I guarantee he's had them without report and like without them. Maybe he is thinking about life in the future. Maybe he's been Derrick Rosed. Maybe he wants to go to the boardroom and attend meetings.
So he doesn't have kids though.
Maybe he wants to start. I don't know. I mean, I just think football is such a brutal sport. I think I would have to think about, you've done it. You've won. And if your heart's not in it, you know this. If his heart's not in it anymore, he better get out before he gets killed.
No, I get it. I understand.
And that's kind of where I'm thinking that maybe, honestly, his heart's just kind of not in it as much anymore. He got hit. I mean, he gets murdered.
I still think, though, he's... I don't think he's.
This is our first. This is our first.
I just don't think. I don't think.
I think he believes it.
I don't think he believes it at all.
I think it's facts.
Nah, man. I think it's DuckTales.
I wish we could find out. Like, I wish we could go into the head of one Aaron Rodgers.
Not me. I don't want to know. I don't want to even know what he thinks about. No, not at all. Only when he's probably playing against the Bears, I would hopefully know where he was throwing the ball. So. We can intercept it because that's all I really care about. But hey, it's all good, man. See? I knew
I like
it, man.
This.
I knew it. See,
like
man.
It.
Little DuckTales, little facts. That's how we do it here on Down and Distance. Jared Payton, Ernie Scat, and Shy Voice Man on Twitter for him. I'm at Payton Sun, PAYTONSUN. Hit us up on Twitter as well at DADPod, exclusively here on WGNRadio.com. Pass it along to your friends. We want to hear what you have to say. Do you think it's fact or DuckTales? Hashtag it to us. Hopefully we can get back to you and keep the conversation going on Twitter. For Ernie and myself, as always, we were here, but now we're gone. Peace.